It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado seems to have dodged a major post-holiday COVID-19 surge. Hospitalizations have dropped steadily from a high in early December. Case numbers are down. CU Dr. Sunita Sharma says the arrival of vaccines is promising, but people have to keep their guard up.
I think there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. I don't want people to give up that level of vigilance because I think that's what's keeping our numbers in check right now.
Colorado plans to give thousands more residents ages 70 and up their COVID-19 vaccines this week. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
The state is telling hospitals and other providers to reallocate some of the second doses they have on hand to give more people first doses. Governor Jared Polis says the one-week bump in vaccinations will help boost the effort to protect the most vulnerable Coloradans. He says there will be enough doses to make up for the ones they'll use.
So very high degree of confidence that the future supply is stable enough where at these numbers we'll be able to have all the second doses we need in future weeks.
So far, almost 275,000 people have received a first dose of the vaccine through state providers. Some CPR News journalists have received vaccinations according to state rules on essential frontline workers. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Elementary school students in Jefferson County return to in-person learning today. Interim Superintendent Christopher Hsu says even though COVID-19 rates are down, schools must be vigilant.
We will continue to use our virus mitigation strategies, including our cohorting of students, wearing masks, social distancing, health screening at the door, and regular hand washing.
Middle and high school students were supposed to return to hybrid learning on February 1st, but the district has decided to bring them back a week earlier. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.